I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Ontario government announced a 5% increase on the monthly benefit of the Ontario Disability Support Program. Starting this September, the monthly benefit will be $1,227, up from $1,169. However, several advocates for disability rights are critical of the slight increase, saying that it does not come close to a livable monthly amount. This is also exacerbated as Canada's inflation hit 8.1% in July. Today, CGRU speaks with Anthony Fazina of the Ontario Disability Coalition on the ODSP increase and what he believes the government still needs to address.
Can you just please tell me your full name and who you are, please?
Absolutely. My name is Anthony Fazina, and I'm the Director of Media Relations for the Ontario Disability Coalition.
All right, great. And can you just please tell me a little bit about your past and current efforts towards promoting and upholding disability rights?
Well, in addition to my role as the Director of Media Relations for the Ontario Disability Coalition, I'm also the founder of a brand called Above and Beyond, Bridging the Gap to Accessibility and Inclusion. I'm an author, an actor, speaker, and consultant. I do various volunteer initiatives within the community in Hamilton and within the province to help raise the and amplify the importance of the disabled community in the province, that to ensure that we are treated with more dignity and more respect.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, in the past and currently, you've advocated for increasing accessibility to affordable housing and a livable monthly benefit, especially in the lead up to the Ontario election. So what were your initial reactions to the 5% increase on the ODSP?
Quite honestly, the reactions to the 5% ODSP increase was really not surprising. You know, there's still a lot more work to be done, but, you know, they said that they were going to do it, and they did it. And it doesn't even meet the 8% current inflation rate. So, I mean, at $1,169, adding the 5% really only comes up to $1,227. Really is insignificant to really what the disabled community needs, especially since they had CERB during the height of the pandemic, where those who weren't able to work were granted $2,000 a month. We'd love for it to essentially be double to like $2,200 for ODSP recipients to at least get to the poverty line, because poverty is $24,058. People on ODSP make about $14,028. At the current rate of the $1,169 rate, I haven't crunched the numbers with the increase yet, but I can't assume it's much more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in addition to the financial aspects of this, what do you think levels of government have failed to also address for people living with disabilities?
First and foremost, health and safety. With the low means that people with disabilities live on, it simply sets a precedence of increased mental health to you know, thoughts of pursuing MAID, to very, very low means of affordable and accessible housing, to various degrees of poverty and very, very low means. Decisions are having to be made, you know, it's decisions of, you know, shopping at a grocery store versus visiting a food bank, nourishment. The list goes on and on. Many are unable to work, and those who do work, it's disincentivizing, because after the first $200, money is clawed back. So how are you able to get ahead? How are you able to live for yourself? How are you able to live and choose the quality of life that you want to live when money is being clawed back because of your efforts to contribute to society?
Mm-hmm. So moving forward, I guess at least initial steps here, what would you like the Ontario government to do beyond this?
I'd love more authentic and genuine representation for people with disabilities at the table. not in the light or level of tokenism, because right now it kind of feels that's where it is right now. You know, we'll hear you because, you know, there's a certain obligation to hear, but the listening and the action and the demonstration does not exist. So we continue to amplify our voices to the point where we can have that authentic, genuine conversation to the point where changes are made.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. For my final question, are there any other final thoughts you would like to add?
Yeah, I mean, I know myself personally speaking, is I'm trying to make change because I'm from Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
and personally trying to make changes at the municipal level as I'm running for city council, to want to give that authentic and genuine representation of the disabled community in my city in Hamilton. As we are the largest minority group per capita, greater than the provincial and national averages, I just want to say that I think when we think accessibly and inclusively, we include everybody, and we need to do that from the start. We need to do that from the perspective of changing the mindset and the landscape from a retrofit to an authentic, inclusive approach, because we also need to look at it as an investment rather than a cost. And then when we build with accessibility and inclusiveness, both tangibly and intangibly, we can create that that collective mindset that we can all be beneficiaries of the society that's around us, whether it's in employment, whether it's in infrastructure, whether it's in economy, whether it's in the environment, whether it's in community, whether it's in transportation. The leadership that we can have when we work together is something of immense value, and that's really what is most important.
That was Anthony Frazina of the Ontario Disability Coalition. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative